Blog Talk Radio.
That men would praise the Lord for His goodness and His mercy. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His wondrous works toward men. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for His mercy endureth forever. He made the heavens and earth and all that is.
God, like our God, He's just a magnificent God. This is Dr. Cassandra McDonald with It's a Mind Thing, come to you with my CAST Ministries, Caring and Sharing. You know, God is so much of a caring God and shares His love. There's nothing that He will not do for those that He loves. I mean, He loves us when we don't love ourselves. He loves us when we don't love Him. But God died, and this is that season that we're really paying attention to just how much he wants to satisfy us, just how much he wants to help us, just how much he gave his life for us. And my message is just another story in the Bible that is sharing the love that God has for us. And this year, our focus is on earth as it is in heaven. That's our focus. And just having a mind to love and to serve God and to realize he did it all for us. It's for our good because he loves us so. And I'm just enjoying reading these stories in the Bible and seeing how our God works. You know, it's a beautiful thing to understand and to know the mind of God. Again, this is Dr. Cassandra McDonald coming to you. Just thanking God. Woo! I'm telling you, I keep telling you, I get tested and tested. But you know what the cool thing is? He delivers me from everything. There's nothing that he leaves me seated in. Just like our scripture text that we're going to be using is from the book of Nehemiah. I'm always fascinated by that story. You've got what I want you to understand, even in this season when Jesus was one, God took one himself, wrapped himself up in flesh, and just one. That's all it ever takes. And that's what he's showing us in this season, that it only ever takes one to accomplish a desire and what God has given us. Only one. And that one person would just love God with all their mind, soul, and strength. God can have everything accomplished that he intended for us. And the reason why we are here, in the case of Nehemiah, and it comes from the second book of Nehemiah, and you'll see the on my Facebook, you'll have the one sheeter there. But I'm telling you, one person with one desire can change the world. He changed a nation. Nehemiah knew that his nation, the Jews, the Israelite, chosen people, everything that God had done for them, and still they worshiped idols. They went whoring after other nations. Cannot be satisfied with a God that loves you. You know, the song says, love the one you're with. Love the one that loves you. That proves over and over again how he's committed to taking care of you in the midnight hours when no one's there. God's always there. He'll never leave you, and he'll never forsake you. And he puts these desires, he puts these ideas in our hearts, in our mind. Listen, when he's speaking to you, listen. That idea, that thing that you have, it's from God. It's all about God. And God has chosen you to have the opportunity to change a nation, to change the world. It only takes one, and he's shown that over and over again. So with Nehemiah, he was a cupbearer to the king. I said, what is he doing in the king's palace? Never had been to Jerusalem, never had seen the temple, nothing. But he honored the history of what he had been taught with about his heritage and about his nation, and he knew they hadn't honored God like they should. But he had a heart and a mind towards God, hadn't been out of the palace. In fact, he was kind of born in luxury, lived in the king's palace, and ate well. He had to taste all the food and the cupbearer, so he ate well. But he had a very important job because he was face-to-face with the king daily. And the king paid attention to him and noticed that his countenance was not good. And he said, what troubleth thee? And Nehemiah had found out about the ruins of the gate at Jerusalem, and his heart was just stricken. He had never seen it, but he knew about it. And that's how God does. He works through visualization. He shows you things. He helps you to feel things. He's God. And so Nehemiah took upon himself to clear and remove the burden that his heritage, his people, had done and not respecting God. It was ruined because God allowed it to be because they went a whoring after other gods and they didn't worship him. So the gates were burnt down, the walls were torn up. It was horrible. And so he did tell the king, he says, well, my heritage, who I am, what I am, is in ruins, and it affects my heart. So he asked the kings, after praying to God, he went to God and got the vision first, but after praying to God, he went and he said, okay, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to step into this, because he knew that it had come from God. And so he asked if he could please have time off to go and put some men together and to build this gate up. The first thing he ran into was opposition, not from the king. The king respected and honored his wishes, and he asked for a letter. He says, can you have this people bring these materials, and this people bring. King was affluent, plus he was very wealthy. He says, you ask. And you know, so many times we have not because we ask not, and I say because we believe not. But God wants you to step out into the uncharted territory. He's been there. It's only uncharted by us, not by him. And believe him. He's just waiting. He's a miracle God. All he wants to do is miracles in our lives. That's what he came for. That's what he died for. To send back his spirit so that we could have life and have that more abundantly. So Nehemiah asked. He let his heart's desire come right out of it. He says, I'm just going to be fearless and do this. And the king answered, yes. See, the thing is, God has already prepared. He told me once, when I give you assignments that say, that's only to me, not to him. He says, never fear, because I prepared their hearts to receive you. Like, I'll be walking somewhere and God will say, go pray for that person. They need this, they need that. I'm like, yes, sir. So I don't go and ask. I'll just say something like, the Lord just told me to come over and pray for you, so I want to pray for you. You know what? 100%. Never been turned down. Why? Because God already has prepared their hearts for me. It's not me. It's God. And it's God in me, working in me, through me, if I allow it to be. So when he went to the king, God had already prepared his heart to give him whatever he needed. So don't be afraid. God speaks to people in their sleep, in their mind. He says he knows your thoughts before you think them. So you think he's sovereign. He's in control. He's omnipowerful. He knows, and he's omniscient. He knows everything. He's all powerful and he's omnipresent. He's everywhere at all times with all power and all knowledge. Hello. That's who we serve. It's exciting. Serving the Lord. It is so exciting serving. Because you know it's going to do something great. You know it's going to be wonderful. You know it's going to be marvelous. Woo! That's the kind of God that we serve. So Nehemiah got people together. At first they said, this is not going to happen. It's never going to happen. And then he encouraged them, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. But he met with opposition from the enemies. The scriptures are taken from the second chapter, Nehemiah, the fourth chapter. I will read the one I would like to read from Solomon. Let me see if I can find that one. Here it is. The ridicule and wrath for the fourth chapter, first verse. But it came to pass when Solomon heard that we built the wall, he was wroth and took indignation and mocked the Jews. So that's the enemy of the Jews. Well, you expect them to, you know, be off. But he tried all kinds of things. But then later on in the story, guess where the opposition came from? Within his own household. Within the Jewish people. Yeah. It's that you're just trying to show off. What are you trying to do? The wall's been built. And do you know, conclusory, I want you to get this, finished in 52 days. People have been trying for years. But when you make up your mind, when God tells you to do something, and you're committed and you make up your mind, for God I live, for God I die, whatever, if this is the last thing that I do, I'm going to do this. Because what are you going to say when you stand before God? Well, you know, it just really wasn't working well. I didn't think that was such a great idea. People didn't cooperate, and I met with that. It's all right, excusable. If God gives you an assignment, he's going to provide the provision. He's going to provide everything in it. The only thing he's waiting on you is to ask. Ask in faith, believing, knowing that the power is in us, because this is the weekend that he died on the cross and went down and took the keys from heaven and hell and said, you don't have to die. I've already done it. We sleep and we go live with him, providing we allow his spirit to live in us, and we are accountable for every thought and every deed. He says, oh, that men, like the song that I wrote, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his wondrous works unto the children of men. Oh, that men. You got to tell it. You got to spread it. Tell these stories. Read these stories. Have a tenacity about you to do something. Don't just go daily by day. Okay, I went here, I went there. That's what I normally do. I'm here, and I'm comfortable. No. He says, go by the highways and the byways. Compel them. Get the word out there that he's alive. He's alive forevermore. And how do I know?